And it's time now for our morning conversation. And let's bring in Cassie Johnson with the Lake Mills Chamber. Good morning, Cassie. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And you have a special guest with you this month, today, talking about Manufacturing Month. Why don't you go ahead and tell us who else will be on the show with us today?
Sure thing. I'm here with Daryl Groh, who is General Manager of Dielectric Manufacturing. And we are celebrating Manufacturing Month this month. You know, a lot of our small towns in Iowa have been supported by manufacturing companies for a very long time, and a lot of the workforce, you know, work in places like this, but some of these companies, you know, people don't necessarily know what's going on inside the walls. So it's fun to get some of those businesses here with us to tell us a little bit about what they do.
Well, Daryl, thank you for being on the program this morning, and can you just tell us a little bit about Dielectric and what you guys do in Lake Mills?
Sure. We are a machine and assembly shop. We manufacture parts for the medical industry. Our main customer is General Electric. Our parts, when they're made, go in MRI machines, X-ray, and CAT scan machines. We ship to our customers. We ship a lot to France, China, and Mexico. We make weekly shipments to Monterrey, Mexico for the MRI machines.
So can you tell us a little bit about the history of Dielectric?
Sure. Dielectric is a family-owned business. It's a third-generation company. It was founded by Ray Esser back in 1966. We have been in Lake Mills since 1979. We started as Universal Circuits, and then in 2001 became Dielectric Manufacturing.
So about how many people do you employ at your plant in Lake Mills?
We have like 20 people right now. We're running one shift.
And are you looking to expand that in the future?
Yes. We're looking to hire approximately 7 people. I would like to start a second shift back up again. And so that's what we're doing. We're recruiting people, and we'd really like to get some good people.
So someone is interested in finding out about a career at Dielectric. What's the best way they can get that information?
You can apply here. You can come down and pick up an application, or you can apply online. We are attending, like, job fairs that they're having in the local areas. They're having one next week that Dielectric will be part of. People can stop by and visit us there and find out more about our operations.
And, Cassie, can you go ahead and just tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, how important companies like Dielectric are to Lake Mills and to the surrounding area?
Definitely. You know, like I said earlier, manufacturing companies provide a strong work base for the community. They provide a range of jobs, different skill levels. A lot of them are very, you know, loyal to their employees, especially Dielectric. I know Daryl's been in this position now for over 40 years, 41 years, and I don't know that, I mean, I think you have longest tenure, but there's probably a lot of people here that both similar.
Correct. We have a lot of people with 30-plus years here.
Yeah, I think that they just provide, you know, stable workplaces, and then also they're great at supporting community ventures. So, you know, when the school or a sports team is looking for, you know, financial support or some sort of service, manufacturing businesses tend to like to fill in those spots and show their support for the community that way, too.
Well, Cassie and Daryl, we do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And Daryl, can you give us your company website if people want to get some more information about Dielectric?
Yeah, if you look on, if you just Google Dielectric, you should find it. I think there's also a Facebook page phone book. Dielectric's right in there, too.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us this morning on our morning conversation.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We've been visiting with Cassie Johnson from the Lake Mills Chamber and Daryl Groh from Dielectric in Lake Mills on the Morning Conversation on KIW.